The 7th State of the City of Kenai presentation before the Chamber of Commerce, that all-America city of Kenai. If you're interested in stability, if you're interested in security, it would have been something you want to hear about. I'm talking with Mayor Brian Gabriel because I think if I had to summarize the overall port, it's kind of steady as you go. Is that what you feel the city is kind of accomplished? And yet, while we're looking at growth, we don't have any other than the Bluff Erosion Project, really huge things coming on.
Yeah, absolutely, Merrill. I think what you, like I said, to tell people, there's a few nuggets you can clean out of that presentation. We started this about 7 years ago to give people sort of an idea of where we're at with the city. You know, I think a lot of people, they just sort of assume that things are going a certain way. So this is a way to sort of get in front of it and have this annual address. And yes, you're right. We've had one thing we look at is our sales tax revenue. That's where we get about 2/3 of our general fund revenues through sales tax. And we'd like to see if people are coming to Kenai, especially this group we talked to today, the chamber folks, probably they're businessmen within the community here. They want to know if people are spending money in Kenai, and that's one way we can see that happening. Another way is if people are building and investing in Kenai, where we can look at the number of building permits issued and things of that nature. So, yeah, I mean, things are, like you said, it's nothing like super over the top, but that's a good way to describe it, steady as you go, yeah.
And the other thing that I picked up on is, as you look at the future and building the city in the future, was that if you build it for the locals, the visitors will love it. Maybe that's a paraphrase and not exactly it, but it sort of shows the direction and the concerns of the council and the administration to make our home a better place.
Yeah, we want to be deliberate about what we do. And that actually came out of the visiting sessions we did with the Riverfront Revitalization, which is down there by PacStar, where it's kind of normally the industrial area, the Kenai Dock. And the whole idea is that's like a crown jewel within the city of Kenai. And what are the things, not to necessarily say that the city wants to go in there and take over the project, but certainly do things that we can to encourage private investment and make that something more than what it is now. But yeah, that slogan came out of that visioning session.
The exciting thing, because locals have been concerned about bluff erosion for as long as I have been here. And finally, we see the contract let, and we haven't seen much action yet. Are we going to be seeing any activity this summer in the building of that wall?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you lived in Sandpoint, you'd seen a lot of activity because that's where the rock was being made for that revetment there. So May 16th, we have to get through the beluga season, migration season. So May 16th is the start date. I think April 17th, I have to look at it, but we're having a kickoff here where the core will be in this building in April. I hate to say that, but it's around April 17th, I believe.
It is, because it's the same time as the Caring for the Kenai Oral Presentations.
That.
That's why I heard that.
I had so many dates running through my mind. But yes, so the idea behind that is that the Corps would give an overview of what that project's going to look like for the summer. And it's of interest because we have a dip net fishery that takes place down there. We've got the United Cook Inlet Drift Fleet. There's the Cook Inlet drift fleet that, you know, runs out of the mouth of the Kenai, so it's important to them as well. So
do you anticipate that there's going to be any traffic problems or any other challenges for local residents as we work to complete this bluff erosion project?
You know, I that's what I'm interested in hearing. I know that they've already done outreach to some of these groups, USITA, ASA, but I don't anticipate that. I'm sure these people know what they're doing, and so they'll have it dialed in. There's basically 1 month, more like 3 weeks of really heavy, concentrated time in there. But other than that, it's pretty open. So I think they just need to figure out how to get through those 3 weeks, which I'll be attending that. I want to see what their plan is, actually.
And my other favorite question is, if we should pour steel and if they should build an LNG plant facility in Nikiski, what would that mean to the city of Kenai, and are we prepared for it?
You know, that's an excellent question, Merrill. And obviously things are gaining traction there a little bit more rapidly than they were under the previous administration. You know, there's been signaling from the Trump administration that he wants to, you know, have energy independence and energy development. And so, you know, that's a sort of a signifier to the business community. I think there was
AGDC.
AGDC, yeah, just signed that over the operation agreement, right? Is that correct for that? I know Governor Dunleavy, he's been in Asia, you know, trying to secure gas contracts for that project. So, yeah, a lot of movement that way. So, but to answer your question, I've had conversations with our city manager and others about this. And what we don't want, it's going to fundamentally change Kenai. I mean, there's going to be housing issues. I think there's going to be, things you have to consider, right? Our staffing of our public safety, our infrastructure and things like that. So honestly, what we'd like to see is sort of a nice glide trajectory there for us so we can plan ahead instead of this sort of crash landing like, hey, you know, we're going to bring 10,000 people into your city all year round. I know we get it during the dip net fishery, but, you know, all year round to, you know, facilitate that project.
You want to keep us in All-America City?
I do. And it's very important that we do maintain certain qualities that are the reason we all live here.
Thank you for the work that you do, Brian, and the city council and your staff. It was a great turnout. People obviously like hearing the state of the city and the plans for the future. Brian Gabriel is the mayor of the city of Kenai, and I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that All-America sound of KSRM.